business. He co-hosts Good Day Live, a national syndicated show. Also hosts Extreme Dating. You ever seen Extreme Dating?
I've seen it.
Yeah, she has a starring role in Good Morning Miami, Tuesdays at 9:30 NBC. She also appears on the Fox NFL pregame show. Please welcome Jillian Barbary.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
It's to Norm's
son. Norm, could those pants be any lower? I'm sorry. No, not yours.
About Norm's.
No, not no.
I know. These are ridiculously low.
Yeah, they could be much lower.
Yeah.
Jay, let me just say, do we have to go there again? We always end up talking about sex, and you guys.
Yeah, I don't know why we end up talking about sex.
And you both get sex, and I go home alone, and I don't get asked out. So let's not even go the sex route.
And you don't get asked out. I find that hard to believe.
And what was that supposed to mean? Yeah, I've seen Extreme Dating.
Well, that's not your best work.
I'm still waiting to see what my best work is.
Well, you do 9 shows. No, I haven't seen this. I actually like Extreme Dating.
I'm going to end up on Extreme Dating. So are you.
You should. Why don't you go on the show? You also complain you can't get a date.
Yeah, here I am with more.
You're an attractive
woman. Have you seen the dates on that show?
Yeah, it is pretty pathetic. Now, you guys know. Didn't you audition for his show?
Sort of. I mean, we saw each other at the hair salon, and I was like, hey, he goes, yeah, you
should
play
my wife.
Wait a
minute, you two go to the same hair salon? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Norm, the manly man, goes to the same hair salon? Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, we were at the barbershop.
Yeah.
I ran into Norm, and I said,
is he like in the next chair? Yeah. Look, you got him. It's true.
Yeah, he was, actually. And he said, yeah, you know, we're both Canadian. You should be the wife on the show. And I said, yeah, that'd be really cool. Do I get to drink a lot? And he said, well, yeah, because you're my wife on the show. And, of course, it went to Penelope. And she's, you know, deserving.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got another sitcom, Good Morning Miami.
Yeah, well, that's true. But you auditioned for his.
Yes, I did.
Did you have any
lines?
I didn't even audition. No, it was at the hair. By Hollywood standards, it was an audition. We passed each other at the hair barbershop.
At the hair salon. Now, what was he? Was he in the chair? Did he have, like, that puppy thing in his head that looks like the Jiffy Pop?
No, he was getting a regular haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And some highlights. I was,
You do have highlights.
I go in every couple of weeks and they paint my skull black.
But there's nothing more, like, you know, emasculating than a man sitting there in foils. Not that he was. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just saying, you have to be a very solid man to be able to pull that off. And he did.
Now, what do you play on Good Morning Miami? What do you play on that show?
I play an obnoxious talk show host who doesn't listen to the actual host of the show and has absolutely no respect for him. And, it's quite a stretch for me, Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare you?
I never said a word. You get to wear your own clothes on the show?
No. It's an NBC sitcom, so it's the people who do Will and Grace, Max and David, they do Good Morning Miami.
Okay.
I wear less than I do on my morning show.
Okay. Now, you said you're not dating him. I heard you were dating that guy from the Lakers. What's his name? Is it Derek? Derek Fisher, isn't it?
Derek, yeah. Derek and I went on a couple dates.
Oh, okay. Does he wear the headband when he goes on the date?
Yes, Jay. He wears the headband.
So when do you go on a date? Where's the date?
We shoot hoops.
Where do you go?
Actually, we almost did.
Where does he wear the headband?
I don't know what that means, but when Norm says it, it just sounds so dirty.
It does.
So when you go out with a Laker, what's a date? I mean, the intimate restaurant. What do you do? Where do you go?
Okay, well, he's a big supporter of the Sparks, and he said they're in the playoffs, so let's go to the Sparks game. And immediately I'm like, I hate crowds. I'm very agoraphobic.
Well, you could be alone there. Maybe you want to take you someplace where there weren't any people. He could be with you, so you want to...
Ow, come on. Support your local team.
No, it's a fine. So you went to the park.
Lisa Leslie. So we go, and then he said we'll go to dinner afterwards, which we did, but...
Now, where did you... Now, where was dinner? Was it someplace with coupons, or did he take you to an actual sit-down?
The man makes money.
But he takes you to a basketball
game. It's across from the Staples Center. Why am I looking at Norm for help?
Oh, the stand?
No, I'm not looking at you.
The guy with the cart?
The Palm.
The Palm. Thank you, Norm.
The Palm.
The guy with the cart. No, Derek is a really nice man. In fact, he took me out for my birthday as well. He is one of the classiest men I've ever met.
A very nice man.
I think Kevin was here. We saw you that night on my birthday.
Yeah,
right?
That
was
your birthday.
Arsenio Hall. That was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Kevin was dating Arsenio Hall?
He was having dinner with Canadian.
Yeah, they were just coming out of the Ramrod across the street. Yes. Yes, of course. This is all making sense.
So anyway, thanks to my big mouth and going on shows like yours and Howard Stern's, I blabber everything out there, and then I don't get another date with them. So if I do get end up with a date with
date
Norm,
Norm,
I won't say a word.
You know, Norm doesn't know how to drive. Do you know that? Norm can drive a car. You could drive.
Okay, you know what? I have five jobs. The last thing I'm doing is driving my date around. Okay, I need a man to come pick me up and be the man.
Well, I'll be the man, man.
Maybe you could pick him up at the salon and go on the date.
Because you're the man.
Because you're the man. Actually, you know who I think would be good for you?
Oh, great. Who, Jay?
Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, wow. Well, what a shocker.
Well, he's single. He's nuts.
That's why he's not good for me. No. I think I'm single and crazy. I don't want a single crazy guy.
Well,
I think
what that kid would look like. Amazing.
No. Huh? No, Terry jokes that we go out on dates and stuff, and we don't.
No.
But I think he puts that out there, and so guys are intimidated. They think I'm dating him. And meanwhile, Terry goes home and goes out with all these babes and has a great life, and me.
Well, you're
a
babe. FHM magazine. Now, look, you look very nice. This is you.
Yeah, I look very nice.
Well, you look lovely.
I was just getting home from church that day.
Look good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Now, what made you?
That's how they breed them up in Canada.
Do you get these offers all the time from the magazines, the Post?
Oh, I've done Maxim and FHM and stuff. Yeah. You know, I just.
How about like Playboy? One of those? Do they offer you?
Yes, Playboy. They've been offering for a few years now.
That's like huge money, isn't it?
It's big money. I could pay off my house and.
Wow.
So the rest of my alimony payments, life would be good.
So why not? Would you ever consider doing that?
Not right now.
No.
Not for me right now. How I just want to do this. I have five jobs.
How about like private parties? No, I'm serious. I'm just thinking, Norm and I.
How much you got in?
You know, I got some.
All right, let's talk. How much money are we talking here, gentlemen?
Because you get no money for these, right?
No, you don't get any
money. You get anything. That,
nothing.
And just one little piece of thread could pay
for your celebrities
house.
For Playboy, they don't want to see anything but your T and A. They don't want to see anything else or what have you. You don't have to wear the merkin. You know what that is.
No.
The merkin.
I don't know what that is.
Somebody knows.
What is
it's
the
a
merkin?
Wig for down there.
We'll
so many girls get...
We'll explain.
No. We'll explain later. Now. Yeah. So many girls get whacked. And they have nothing there, and Playboy wants something, so they have a little wig. It's called the Merkin. CJ, aren't you glad? Yes.
It's kind of like the hair club for men. Anyway, all right. We'll be right back with Annie Lennox right after this, ladies and gentlemen.